Good morning and welcome to Amazing Scientific Discoveries channel. It's 7 o'clock and Vicky Andersen is talking to you. Today, our guest is Summer Winter, a physician at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia who participated in a surprising project, Create an Artificial Womb. Good morning, Summer.
Good morning, Vicky.
Could you briefly explain us how does this work?
Of course, Vicky. For now, it's an experimental technique. We succeeded in a growing 23-week-old lamb with this system. The lambs are placed in a transparent biobag filled with amniotic liquid just 105 days after they started development, which is equivalent to about 22 weeks of human development. At that point of development, neither lambs nor human babies can survive outside the wombs of their own.
And what is it for? I mean, what's the point?
It would be great if we could use it in a premature human, because 19% of premature newborns dies, and in the 10% left, 70 to 90% of them suffer from disease and after effects.
Oh, okay. I agree that it would be a groundbreaking if premature children's mortality decreased. But there's a problem. Between lambs and humans, there's a big gap. Maybe problems would happen in the long run if we use this technique on humans. Don't you think so?
Sure. There are a lot of problems we have to solve about that. For example, we can study the risks of the cerebral bleeding on the lamb. It's difficult. However, it's the leading cause of death for the premature child.
Yes, and I guess that it wipes up a lot of ethical questions. Is it good for a child to grow in a plastic bag during several weeks?
We don't know if a child will have psychological disorders. Moreover, we can't use this technique on premature children that were born naturally, not with a cesarean. In spite of all this question without answer, we still hope using the artificial wombs for humans soon. In 2022, because our first preoccupation is to save the life of those children.
Okay, thank you, Summer, for answering our questions.
It was a pleasure.
Wouldn't it be great? A world where premature children could live like the other children? Only the future could tell us. It was Vicky Andersen from Amazing Scientific Discoveries channel.